Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume as loud as it can go so you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Yo, Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour.
101.5 UMFM.
It's that time again. You're listening to A Sordid Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Thank you all for joining me on another journey through rock and roll. We got a lot of rock and a whole lot more roll in this episode. Let's start things off by going way back to 1995. This is The Blue Meanies on A Sordid Hour. 101.5 UMFM. Thank you.
love you.
Then when the circle spoke, the light fell, the spell broke. Come down on me. Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Core. That was a track called Edge City from their 1999 album, The Hustle Is On. That was released on TP and Meteor City. It was a joint effort with the emphasis on the joint. That features guitarist Finn Ryan, who went on to replace Ed Mundell in the Atomic Bitchwax, which is interesting because the Atomic Bitchwax covered a Core song on their first album. I had the chance to see Atomic Bitchwax a few years back and was lucky enough to be able to spend some time hanging out with them. And at one point I had mentioned in passing how cool it must be for him to be able to play one of his old songs. And he seemed very surprised that I had actually even heard of Core. Before that, we heard Masters of Reality. That was The Blue Garden from their self-titled album, released by Deaf American back in 89. Some people actually even call that album The Blue Garden because of the cover art. That features Chris Goss, who is probably most notably known, to myself at least, for producing the Caius albums and giving them that thick, full sound. That ended up being re-released later on by Delicious Vinyl, but with a different cover and an alternate track sequence. We started the set off with The Blue Meanies. Name of that song was The Future. That was from their self-titled CD, released in 95. They ended up having to change their name to The New Meanies, and I always thought it was something to do with copyright because of the Beatles, but apparently there was another band also called The Blue Meanies at that time. Next up, we got a band that I just recently came across from Vancouver. They're called Miens. And they just put out an album a few years back called Future Child on Kill Rock Stars. We're going to hear the song Rift Valley. This is Miens on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Thank you.
Alrighty then. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was none other than the Butthole Surfers. The name of that song was Dum Dum from their, I think that was their Touch and Go debut, released back in 85, called Psychic, Powerless, Another Man's Sack. Meta Meta before that, from Brazil. That was a track called Angolim, from their third album, MM3, released back in 2016. Just a fantastic mix of prog rock, kraut rock, and jazz. And we started the set off with Mien's. That was Rift Valley, from their 2020 album, A Future Child. Next up, we're going to lay it on thick with some blues rock. Let's start it off with Quagmire on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Smartest, no, he
Hey, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. I was the Advertisers with a track called She Creeps. Hard Candy Hearts before that with a track called Howlin' from their self-titled and only album, unfortunately only album, released back in 2010. One of those regional bands that didn't seem to be able to break free of their geographical restriction and gain a wider recognition, which is very unfortunate because that album is one of my favorites. We started the set off with Quagmire. That was Redbone Coon from their last album, Live Together, Die Alone, released in 2013 on Eat 'Em Up Records. It's unfortunate it was their last album because I really miss that band and would love to see some sort of reunion happen. But who knows if that's in the cards. In the meantime, here's some Forbidden Dimension on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
I thought I was the one.
Boy, oh boy, you're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was the one and only, the legendary Turbo Negro, with their anthem, Denim Demon, released on the Ask Cobra album. Spread Eagle before that. From BC, that was Conquest, from their 2007 album, Magnus Bestia. Problems out of Portland before that. That was a song called Fortunate One from the last album they put out, Doomtown Shakes, released back in 2017. And we started the set off with The Forbidden Dimension. That was Unbidden from their album Somebody Down There Likes Me, released back in 95 on Cargo Records. However, that album has seen a new light. Wasted Wax Records has reissued a number of old Forbidden Dimension albums, that one finally seeing a vinyl release as well as a cassette. Well, folks, it looks like we're just about out of time again. It always saddens me when the hour comes to a close. Never seems to be enough time to cram all the rock and roll I want to into this little show we have. We're going to end things off with easily my favorite album of the year so far, Russell Simmons and his new band Service. They just put out the album Drag Me this year. And it's been a few weeks since I've played anything from this album, so we're going to finish things off with the track Blooded. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned to UMFM for some more great programming. As always, we'll be back next week for another dose of rock and roll. In the meantime, have fun, play safe, and be cool.